Welcome to Look Up with Pastor Mike and his wife Linda Sasso of Calvary Chapel of Eagle, a radio ministry designed to assist you in applying God's Word to your everyday life. For the next half hour, Pastor Mike and Linda will encourage you with your walk with Christ and help you look up to Jesus. If you need advice on marriage, life challenges, or relationships, call in now. It's time to look up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Here's Mike and Linda.
Well, hey, everybody. That's right. This is Mike and Linda live in studio. We're looking forward to, once more, what the Lord's going to do. We never know. You know, yesterday we had some things planned to talk about, and we had someone text in a question, and then we had somebody call in, and it just kind of changes the direction of where we're going, but that's okay. I would rather know that we're answering the questions of our listeners than just go on in the direction that we plan, though we also trust that when nobody calls, that the Holy Spirit is directing our conversation. We're going over, we're always in the Word of God. You know, this isn't the Mike and Linda's opinion show. You know, this isn't just us sharing our opinion.
But you might get it every once in a while.
Well, yeah, you know, everyone's got an opinion, you know, everyone's got one.
Or how about suggestions? Our suggestions.
Yeah, well, you know, we have opinions too. But anyway, listen, I want to remind you, what we started out saying yesterday was that I really would like to hear from some husbands or wives today regarding, we're going to look at Ephesians 5 about how husbands are to love their wives. And it says, it says, as Christ loved the church that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water with the word. Now, I want to know from some of you men out there, how do you do that? How do you sanctify or set apart your wife? How do you love your wife as Christ loved the church in such a way that you're letting the Word of God cleanse her? I want some practical ideas here, okay? Because, you know, we can always give our ideas, and we, you know, not everybody does things the same, and that's okay. There's more than one right way to obey the Word sometimes, sometimes not, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about our way, but I want to hear from you. We also want to hear from some of you ladies out there. Two things I want to hear from the ladies. Number one is, how does your husband wash you with the water of the Word, as it says in Ephesians 5:26? Does he practice that? Or maybe, and you don't have to tell who you are, how you wish your husband would, you know? I've done a lot of counseling. I've told you before, my wife and I have done a lot of counseling. And so often we hear husbands or wives say, oh, I wish my wife or I wish my husband would fill in the blank. Matter of fact, that's a large part of the counseling we did, is we'd have them fill out a love list of how would you like to be loved by your husband or by your wife? I would like to see my wife blank more, or my husband blank more. What is it? What is it that you'd like to see? So I want to hear from you ladies out there as well. So what would you like to see, or maybe your husband is doing it, in order to sanctify you, as it says in Ephesians 5:26, and cleanse you with the washing of the water with the word? You think about that, and I'm going to have Linda tell you how you might be able to communicate with us, either by text or by phone.
Hello, everybody. Please forgive my voice today, and forgive if you're hearing the clearing the throat. We got so much smoke here in the valley, it's really getting to me, but it's okay. We will continue. My voice and how it sounds doesn't make the difference.
I like
what is said on this. Yes, it's that deep, sultry voice.
I like it.
So, okay. If you would like to be on the radio live with us, and we would love for you to, we had Fred call in yesterday. And Fred, you were going to try my suggestion when you got home to let your wife know you're home. Why don't you give us a call, Fred, and let us know how that worked, okay? I'd be really curious, because people do things differently. People receive things differently. Your wife may have been offended by that. Okay, we hope not, but she might have been. So it's good to know, and it's good to know what works for different people and how we can maybe try it. So if you want to be live on the radio with us, the number is 208-377-3790. Again, that is 208-377-3790. And if you don't want to talk live, but you want to leave a text message for us with a question, a comment, that is Calvary Chapel Eagle's phone, 208-891-2635. If you're in Facebook Live, go ahead and leave something in the comments. We keep an eye on those. But we really do want to hear from you. We want to hear what works for you or what maybe doesn't work for you with this. But we do know one thing that does work is to make each other feel special. Okay, so that's a good thing, but just don't embarrass them in public, dear. So, okay, let's get started.
Okay, you know, I was just thinking about some of my failed attempts to wash my wife with the water of the word. And, you know, because we're in Ephesians 5:26, and I want to tell you a story about my failed attempts in a moment here. But it says that we're talking about husbands loving their wives, Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her that he might sanctify her with the washing of water with the word. By the way, there's a comma there, so we'll continue in a moment. But I remember as a young husband, you know, I mean, I was a Christian, but I kind of get overly excited sometimes about scriptures. And I'm reading something in the Bible, and I would get on a little kick, you know, and I would have my little pendulum swings, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's all about this, honey. You got to read this. It's all about this. This is what it's all about. And I'd find something in the scripture, and I'd get all excited about it, and I'd jump on my hobby horse, and I'd say, oh, "Honey, look at this. This is what it's all about." You know, you just got to be careful because I think I was kind of driving my wife away because it got to the point where she had to say to me, quit preaching at me. Because rather than, as it says in Ephesians 5:26, sanctifying her, cleansing her by the washing of water with the word, rather than ministering to my wife in such a way that it cleansed and sanctified and set her apart, it would make her put her guard up against me because I'd be so aggressive and I'd be... She's got something to say. I do. But I'd be so aggressive with it. And I'd say, look at this, honey. Look at the scripture I just found. Blah, 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 blah. And she would just think, oh, my gosh. Of course, I also used to like to listen to those preachers on the radio that would yell and scream. And she'd go, could you turn that off? I don't like that guy yelling at me.
I don't like being yelled at.
So, you know, maybe I was too much like them. Anyway, I know Linda's got something to say to that.
Well, let's add, if we're talking about what doesn't work, men, if there's any of you out there listening, okay, pay attention very closely with this. I'm seeing more men pop up. Okay, men, I'm talking to you right now. When I would have a problem and I would go to my husband and want to talk about it, he would pop into pastor mode. And all of a sudden, I would get lectured to.
I got a verse for
all these scriptures. Yeah, I got a verse for that. And it's like turned into a counseling appointment. And I finally had to tell him, if I wanted to talk to a pastor, I would have went to the church and made an appointment. You are my husband. What I really wanted is what you can give me that nobody else can. And usually that's just a big hug and being told it's going to be okay. Sometimes you don't lecture them. Sometimes you have a scripture. You got to read your wife, okay? If she just wants a hug, there's nobody else I can go to for a husband hug like that. And there better not be anybody else I go to that. For that. Some of my girlfriends, we can hug and, you know, they can be there for you. But what I was looking for was my husband to almost be like that protector and just that shield and that covering of it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And just hug me and hold me because some of the things we run into, there really is no answer in scripture, in life. Some things, there's no answer. When I was grieving over the death of our daughter, there is no answer. There isn't a scripture for that one, but there is a hug. There is a comfort. There is a, I understand, and being there for you. And so many times, men, when women come to you, sometimes they just want you to be there for them. They just want that hug. They want to know somebody's on their side. Somebody's there behind them. Mm-hmm. So, men, don't preach to them. And you know what? Some of you women, you may be more spiritual than your husband. And you may want to give a Bible answer. And he may just want the same thing back. Okay. Some of our men are very emotional and they just really want to hug and know that you're there and you got their back. So this goes both ways. And we learned that one pretty early, didn't we?
Yeah,
we
it was really a hard did. Lesson to learn because I thought you could just give a Bible verse and fix it, you know.
And it doesn't
and
work in
she
real
wanted
life.
Love and I've got Bible verses,
got
right?
It.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to, I'm glad to say we actually have a caller. And we have Gina from Napa. Are you there, Gina?
Yes, I am.
Good to hear your voice. What's going on?
Well, you were asking to share some things of what we like or don't like.
Please.
And I wanted to share something I really like, and I think most genuine Christian women would.
Good.
It really is very encouraging and strengthening to see your man genuinely have his own walk with the Lord.
Yes.
To see him without you prompting, without any of that, him make time to be in God's word, to be praying, and to see the Christ character come through and how he handles you and the household is very powerful. And the other thing that I think is so endearing as a wife is when your husband genuinely listens to whatever stresses or issues you have as a couple or even that I might just have, and he has us bow and pray to the Lord, and I hear him tell God how he feels about me and how he's asking God to step in my situation and problem and support me and bless me and guide me. And that's just, I mean, powerful. So I just wanted to share that if men are interested in how to, without them saying a word to their wives, winning their wives' hearts over both romantically and even more so in that spiritual threefold cord. Those two things, and I've been, you know, married more than once, and I've been with a man who's a Christian but doesn't do those things, and I'm with, gratefully now, a man who does, and it's a world of difference to my heart as a woman.
Amen.
I can rest in him. I can trust him.
Yes.
My respect, my warmth, and my heart just soars for the man that I have, and I feel that much more grateful to God.
Amen.
And you're much more willing to be submissive. That's not a bad word anymore, right?
Yes, absolutely, because it's not submission in that sense. It's truly working and working together, and because you can trust. When you can trust, you can let go and let them take the lead, because you don't have to worry that you're the one that's having to pay attention and look for the problems and do what you can to protect your home or yourself the best way you know how. You can let go. You know, it's knowing that someone is at the wheel who you really can trust, their motive inside out. And yes, you automatically, it just brings that out in you. It's like, whatever you need, I want to be there for you. I don't want to be in the way. I want to compliment you. I mean, you just recognize that you have that blessing from God. And as a woman, you don't want to do anything that's going to mess that up.
Very good.
Yes,
I appreciate your call, Gina, because I'm sure that you're representing a lot of women out there who'd say, amen, that's what I want out of my husband. Men think differently. They think what my wife wants is this, that, or the other thing. They're totally missing it. You know, what I'm hearing you say is that you just want to see a man who loves the Lord, who's godly, and who has a heart to pray with you and pray for you.
Yeah.
And you know you could trust him because then he's going to be responsible spiritually and over the material world in you, which you live, you know?
When I see a man's tender heart for God, I mean, that's the real deal. When you know you have that, I mean, that's it. It just, everything comes together. Everything comes together.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Even romantically, I mean, you just, you know, your heart swells and you just love your man even that much more and that much more deeply.
That's right.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, trust is such a big issue.
Yeah.
It is. And I think men miss what women really... How easy, in a way, it is to win the heart of your woman's trust is if they themselves become that genuine godly man.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah,
when we see that. And you know what, guys? If you want a good way to sabotage your marriage and make it so that your wife is not submissive, just keep messing everything up, okay? Where she's having to watch your back, get you out of trouble all the time. Then she can't relax and she can't just trust that you're going to be responsible, okay? So that being responsible and first off, that responsibility to the Lord is, really key. For me, that's easy. I'm married to a pastor, Okay. I know
his
heart.
Oh, yeah. That all comes automatic. Yeah.
Well, it had better. Let's put it that way. For me, it is. And we know that there are a lot of women out there that have husbands that may not be saved or just got saved, but aren't really trusting in everything. You know what? That's hard then, you know, for the woman to then trust and submit to that, especially if her husband is a very brand new Christian that isn't showing real submission to the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's a hard one. So having a man that you know is founded in the Lord makes life so much easier.
Yes. And thank you, Gina from Napa. I know that we lost you, but I think you probably figured that your phone call was over. I didn't get to say goodbye to you. But
Bobby said one of her favorite things that she does with her husband is reading the one-year Bible together. Huh. Now, that's a hard thing to do. And how much better if you do that together? You know what I mean? And that way, if she has some questions, they can talk about it and come up with answers
right
there. So great idea. Oh, let's see. And Rick Dean, voice from the past.
Yeah.
Says,
hi, Rick.
We work together on projects.
Nice.
My wife took on cat rescue and adoption. Seeing, it's hard to do this on the phone, the way the Lord has led us to not only saving the lives of cats, but also people we place them together with, you know? So I agree. Doing things together, that's a biggie. I think we're like together 24/7 now. Because we work together, we do everything together, you know. About the only thing I do on my own is if I'm going to go to the market, something like
shopping.
That, go shopping. he didn't like that one yet. So, matter of fact, we need to go shopping. I need to go get all my free stuff at the mall.
But one of these days,
we'll do that. So you could sit on the bench and fall asleep while I go in the stores. Don't you love how for your birthday they send you all kinds of coupons for free things, but you only got a limited time to get down there. So sooner or later, you're going to do this.
Oh, you can't wait until you're 65, you know, so.
I'm not going to be 65, my dear.
I know. I was going to say 70 or whatever, but that's okay. Hey, listen, by the way, if you're listening, you're thinking, oh, I've got a comment or a question. The number here is area code 208-377-3790. If you'd like to call in, ask a question, give a comment. Particularly, we're looking for men to say, here's what we do to build a bond in our marriage. And of course, specifically in Ephesians 5:26, how do you sanctify your marriage and sanctify your wife and cleanse her with the washing of water with the word? And that's what Bobby texted in about, is that they read through the one-year Bible together, which is not many couples could do that. Some people can't even do it on their own. You know, it takes discipline and determination. And so anyway, the number, if you'd like to give a suggestion or maybe tell us what you wish you'd like to see men do or maybe what your husband does, it's area code 208-377-3790. We'd love to hear from you. 208-377-3790. And you could talk to us a little bit about, you know, just how do you wash your spouse with the water of the word? What's that look like practically?
Hey, guys, I also want to take this opportunity to remind you that in September, we are going to go to an hour-long show. We're going to be from 2:30 to 3:30. So we need your help in that, because part of what we want to do is we've got Facebook Live popping like crazy with answers right now. And on the radio, too, both places, we want you to help us. We are going to be looking for questions that you guys want answered. And we're considering possibly Monday when we don't come in that we take questions and answer them, do a pre-recorded and answer your questions, or maybe we'll just do them in studio live. We're still trying to figure out how this is going to work, but to make it work, we need your help. So you can text to the church phone questions that you're going to have for the future, 208-891-2635. You can email us at pastormike@ccEagle.org or lindasasso@ccEagle.org. And I really do need to get up there and maybe try to set up a questions@ccEagle.org.
Very good. Yeah, that's a
and
good
come
idea.
Up with a new email address for this. But we are looking for your help in that. come September, you're going to have to put up with us for twice as long.
Yeah, but they can turn off the radio if they want.
I know. Hopefully they want to be with us.
Okay. Listen, we just got a couple minutes left, but I just want to remind you, what we're looking for is, and what we're trying to encourage you husbands to do, is to obey Ephesians 5:26 that says that he may sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. And I've got a couple suggestions depending on how much time we have here. But, you know, even something as simple as making sure that you guys regularly attend fellowship together, you know? I mean, it's really easy. Sometimes men drag their feet and say, I don't want to go in today. Let's go do this. Let's do that. It's too nice of a day or whatever. Or it's too cloudy of a day. But I think it's really important for men to be responsible and be the leader of the house. We're talking about men being the head of the house as we were looking in the context of this text. But one of the ways you be the head of the house is lead the way in following the Lord, even as our caller called in a minute ago, how her husband follows the Lord. And one of the ways you follow the Lord is you're hungry for fellowship, for Bible study, for time of worship. You love the fellowship of the saints. You love to pray. You love the scriptures. You just love worship. My goodness, I think there's way too few men who you go to church and you see them raising their hands. Like Paul says, I would that all men everywhere would raise holy hands unto the Lord. I see more women raising their hands to the Lord during worship than men do. So, men, you need to be the head of the house by following Jesus and leading the way what it looks like to follow Jesus.
Yeah. Another one is pray together. Pray together. See, we've been together so long and praying together so long that we can be talking about something, a difficulty at church or somebody sick, and one of us will just break out and start praying. We are just used to doing that.
We don't say, let us pray.
No, we just start praying. And then that goes over into when we're talking with other people. If I do that to you, I hope you don't mind. But we found we take everything to the Lord. That's where the real answers are. That's where he changes hearts, fixes things. And so many times praying about it, he changes my heart. Okay? But praying together is a really big thing. And not being obnoxious about it. Mm-hmm. Not being obnoxious. Mm-hmm. With us, prayer is just such a natural thing. At any point, either one of us can break into prayer.
It wasn't always like that.
Oh,
so
no,
those of
it wasn't
you think,
at all.
Well, I can't pray with my husband. I can't pray with my wife.
No.
There was a time when Linda and I, it was an awkward thing to pray together.
I wouldn't pray, okay? It was me.
I'd say, let's pray.
Nice,
she'd say, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd say, go ahead. But now, it's just, seriously, we're driving down the street. You hear a siren. No surprise if one of us breaks out and prays for that situation, whatever's going on. See a car accident. Like I said, as we're talking about things, we're just taking it to the Lord. And like Mike said, it's not this prepared, we shall pray now. We just start doing it,
yeah,
and the other one
ask,
follows.
Hey, do you want to pray or let's pray? We just pray. And I think that's the way, a Christian relationship should be, that it's a natural thing to flow right into prayer because your conscience of the awareness of God in your life. And by the way, as our caller said earlier, how she loves to hear her husband pray with his tender heart towards the Lord and towards her.
Oh, yes.
I believe that prayer, when you pray with somebody, unless they're faking it, it's a window into their heart. When you pray with somebody, and husbands and wives need to pray together. When you pray, when you pour your heart out to the God, to the Lord, and you and your husband or you and your wife are pouring your heart out to the Lord together, you are getting a very unique window into their heart. So pray together. There's really not too many more romantic things you could do than pray together. Okay, I hear the music. Our time is up. Lord bless you guys. Thanks for joining us today. And we'll kind of pick up in this text tomorrow and see where the Lord takes us. God bless.
If you'd like to know more about Calvary Chapel of Eagle, just go to the website at cceagle.org. Be sure and join Pastor Mike every Saturday at 8 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. for his radio show, It's All About Jesus. If we ran out of time and you didn't get a chance to call in, you can send your questions to lookup at cceagle.org. And may the Lord richly bless you as you continue to look up to Jesus.
Look full in his wonderful face. I wanna grow dim, standing next to you.